Hello, my imaginary friends. SM2N here. You can call me Simon. It's Tuesday, the 1st of May, 2012. This is my audio blog. Thank you very much to Nicolai Vox, Paul Omani, Zaki, Acrobat, and Slandy for your responses about creativity and all that stuff. Yes. A couple of thoughts I wanted to respond to about from Slandy and from Acrobat. First of all, capturing this these creative thoughts when the muse strikes us, when they do fall into our ears, into our head, into our brains. What to do with those? How to capture them? And I've heard some horrible stories of people who have had some ideas of musical expressions, musical ideas, melodies, etc. That was the example that Slandy gave, and I've heard other people that where those ideas, those creative thoughts, those inspirations have been lost because of the latency. The latency of trying to capture them, going to the right instrument to capture those thoughts. And for me, what I try to concentrate on is to remove that latency as much as possible. And Audioboo is a great example of that. But the one I tend to use is an application called Dropvox, which is a recorder for the iOS platform. May well be available for other platforms, but it saves the recordings directly into your Dropbox, and that I find really good, because you can just open it up, press record, and in fact you can even configure it so that it starts recording as soon as you open it up. But yes, you open it up and you record, and it doesn't matter if it's an idea for some text you just want to vocalise that, or if it's an idea for a melody or a rhythm, you can express that with your mouth and record it into Dropvox, and then before you know it, it's uploaded to Dropbox. So I highly recommend that if you haven't got a tool such as that on your smartphone, then install one. You may even have to spend a few pennies. Dropvox was a relatively cheap application. It wasn't free, but it was cheap. It's been very valuable to me. So there you are. There's a tip for you, Slandy. And the other thing... Sorry, Stefano. The other thing was... I found it really interesting what Acrobat was saying about... is it creativity or is it inspiration? And it was interesting how he was saying that... that creativity is just being busy. It strikes me that if for you being busy means that you're being creative, then you should count yourself quite lucky that in your job that you get to be creative. Because somebody who's an accountant, filling out spreadsheets, filling out a ledger, someone who's scanning products at a checkout till, someone who's stacking shelves, they're busy, but are they being creative? I don't know. Perhaps a bit of creative accounting, whereas if you're in an industry like Rob clearly is with the development, then when he's busy, yes, he's actually creating something. And there's also a department, isn't there, in these companies with websites, where they're actually called creatives, and they're the people that put together all the GIFs and the Flash files, the SWF files, that get uploaded onto a website, and those are called the creatives. My personal view on them is that they are no more creative than the coders who are coding the back end of a website, you know. Creativity is everywhere. But I do like the distinction that Rob made about inspiration. So yes, I think that's a very valid, very good insight, very useful insight about there's the inspiration, which might just be when you have that idea, and then and creativity can be the follow-up that takes the inspiration and turns that into something real. A design or a program or a piece of art or a piece of craft, that's creative, and the creativity is maybe you don't need so much inspiration while you're doing the follow-up work. And I'm also thinking of you know, all the painters that worked for Da Vinci, or not Da Vinci. Who am I thinking of? The guy that did the ceilings of the chapels. What was he called? I don't know. But he would design the let me think of a more modern example. Jeff Koons, he designs a piece of art, and then he has all these junior people that actually build the art that he's designed. And are they creative, or are they just busy? Are they creative, or are they inspired? Is he this person that was inspired and they're creative, or is he creative as well and they're just artisans making into reality the idea that that the artist has created? But then there's art. We're talking about art now. Art and creativity. Ooh, it's all just words, isn't it, really? It's all just words. Which is also true of audio booze. But it can also be noises, like the noise of my car rumbling in the background while I record a boo. The noise of a warning going beep 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 to tell me that the coolant is low on my radiator. The noise of RTUK's indicators being snapped on and off as quickly as possible to try not to disturb too much her audio boo. The noise of the handbrake. The noise of the seatbelt. And that's the end of the boo. Thank you very much for listening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll speak to you again soon. Toodle-boo.